So I'm speaking with music director of the Lima Symphony Orchestra, Andrew Crust. He's been with us a few times in the past, but we're going to talk about an upcoming concert. And I don't think we've ever talked about upcoming concerts, maybe your first one from this season that you didn't conduct. But are you conducting this concert then?
I will be, yes.
Okay. The concert is entitled Gershwin and the American Sound. It's happening on Saturday, April 5th, 2025 at 7:30 p.m. Is this in the Veterans Memorial Civic Center as well?
That's correct.
And Lima Symphony Orchestra is a sponsor of programs on WGTE. I should mention that. So George Gershwin and the American Sound, I mean, this speaks of a certain type of music, a certain time period in our history. I wonder if you can talk a little bit about the concert repertoire.
Absolutely. I think, you know, when we think of Copland in that era, or especially Gershwin, we think of jazz being infused into the symphonic world, and nothing is a better example than Rhapsody in Blue. So I think that was required here in this program to sort of set the stage. But there's so much, actually, and that's not the only sound of Americana, is it? We invented a lot of different musical styles here and combined things together. So the Copland selections are very much Americana, but they're more on the Western and you know, countryside realm of Copland's output, with Billy the Kid Suite and his sort of rural opera, The Tenderland. And then, of course, Constant Lambert, whose work Rio Grande we're going to play, he was British. This isn't American at all, but I think the piano solo in this piece, as well as the jazz infused style, it fits so incredibly well with Gershwin. And, you know, we'll call it Americas because this is taking place in Brazil, this particular piece.
Wow. I didn't know this piece before I started prepping for this talk. And it's really interesting that you chose the Rio Grande of Constant Lambert. I wonder if you can talk about your choice to do that.
This was recommended to me by the principal second violin of the Vermont Symphony Orchestra, who has a very large LP collection. And he told me, this is a piece you should know about. I had never heard of it. It's performed frequently at the proms in the UK and oftentimes the last night of the proms. It's got a chorus, it's got a piano soloist, it's got an alto soloist who will be Kira McGurr, and the piano soloist will be David Lai. It's just a beautiful 1927 tone poem, which is really inspired by that world of Gershwin, I think, who wrote the Rhapsody in Blue in 1924, which made a huge splash all around the world. And he admitted there was inspiration there. But I just find it so colorful and so enjoyable, and at the same time challenging for the orchestra, the chorus, that is. These harmonies, these jazz harmonies, are not typically what we do. Our last concert was Handel and Brahms, for example. So great challenge, a piece I've never done and I look forward to doing in the future.
Yeah, that's great. I'm talking with Andrew Crust, who is the music director of Lima Symphony Orchestra. They are a sponsor of programs on WGTE. And this concert that we're talking about is happening on Saturday, April 5th at 7:30 p.m. in the Veterans Memorial Civic Center in Lima. I wonder if you can talk a little bit about the soloists as well as the chorus of the piece. You mentioned their names, but perhaps you can tell us about, let's start with David Lai. What do you know about him?
So David was born in China, and he's been in the U.S. for a long time doing his studies. He's still a young man. He did his master's in Cincinnati, and he's doing his doctorate, or maybe he's finished at IU in Indiana. He has been blind since just after birth. So he started playing piano at age two, actually, and reads Braille music, but typically learns by ear. So if you can imagine learning multiple concertos by ear, got to say, this guy is going to have incredible ears, and I'm looking forward to working with him. He's won a lot of concerto competitions, and he's just an all-around musician. And I thought, because he loves Broadway and he loves jazz as well as Mozart, this was a nice fit for him, these two solo pieces.
Yeah. Can you tell us about the mezzo soprano who's singing at the concert?
Kira McGurr is also established in the area, especially in Ohio, and she sings a lot of performance practice, early music, I would say, Baroque music, classical music. We've had her as our soloist for Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, and I just enjoyed working with her so very much that I brought her back as soon as possible.
Yeah. What about the chorus? They're singing the Copland piece?
Copland, as well as the Rio Grande. So
Okay.
there are two selections from Copland's Tenderland, this opera from the 50s, inspired by this Depression era photography. It wasn't a huge opera during its time, but one of these pieces, The Promise of Living, which we will perform, has become one of his, I think, most celebrated pieces.
Yeah.
Really just beautiful work. And this stuff sounds just like Copland. It's almost straight out of Rodeo. And it matches also very well, I think, with the Billy the Kid suite.
What else do you want audiences to know? What can they expect when they go to the convention center to see this concert?
This is a great concert if you've never been to an orchestra, or if you feel a little overwhelmed by, feeling that you need some knowledge about the symphony orchestra. This music is, it's either comes from operas or from ballets. So there are story elements here, and the music really depicts a very clear story, especially Billy the Kid. You see all the stages of his life, from being an outlaw, his childhood, his crime spree, his capture and escape, and there's a gunfight, there's sort of a funeral. So it's just music that speaks to you in a very clear and intimate way. It's catchy. You're going to recognize the tunes and leave singing the tunes. And it also shows the virtuosity of multiple soloists, our very own chorus, and of course the orchestra. It's just it's a great way to end the season, celebrate everyone in your family.
The concert is Saturday, April 5th, 2025, at 7:30 p.m. It's in the Memorial Civic Center in Lima, featuring the Lima Symphony Chorus, David Lai, solo piano, and Kira McGurr, the solo mezzo-soprano, and of course the Lima Symphony Orchestra, which is a sponsor of programs on WGTE. Andrew Crust, thank you so much for joining us, giving us a little preview, and we hope that you have great success with this concert.
Thank you very much. Everybody come and have a listen. We'll see you there.